Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
And this is our trailer episode, Chris. Chris, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited about this one. This is our teaser trailer episode.
We're going to talk about the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. And so today, we thought we'd start off by introducing ourselves and breaking down the trailer. Not 1 minute at a time, because it's only 1 minute.
Yep.
Chris and I have known each other since college, and we love movies. We both went to film school together. I was talking to him about these movies by minutes, and I said I wanted to do, hey, let's do Mission Impossible. And Chris didn't even wait for me to finish the sentence and just said, yes, yep. I'm in. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mission Impossible was one of those movies when we were in college that just come out, I think, in 90. I saw the trailer in 95, in Christmas 95, and I remember just being like, wow, this is cool. This is something completely different than James Bond, which had just restarted at the time. And that was a big fan of anyway, but I was always a big fan of the TV show Mission Impossible. So to see something like this as a feature was really cool. A new franchise possibility coming out at this point. So I was really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm real excited too. As we go through these minutes, we're going to have tons of guests. We have guests every week. We have different people from other Minute podcasts. We have friends. We hope you all enjoy it. And we're going to start out today by talking about our trailer. Let's start from the beginning. It's a minute and 11 seconds. This trailer is super stylized. It's super weird in that the fact there is no voiceover.
No, just the music, man. It's just the theme song and that's it.
Yep, starts with that match
being
lit, and then it sits there for like 5 seconds. Just all you can hear is the crackle of the match. Then they put the match up to the dynamite fuse, and off we go.
Back in college, right before this trailer came out, I was working as a film critic for the SMU school paper, and I was invited to a Paramount sort of luncheon thing in the summer of, spring of 94, because I remember that in this Paramount presentation they showed us, there were trailers for all the big movies they had coming out that year, like Forrest Gump and a couple of other things. But what was the last trailer they showed us in that 30-minute reel was a teaser trailer for Mission Impossible saying that it was about to start production. And all it was that match sequence and the match following around images of the cast that was announced, finishing in the title Mission Impossible and then exploding. And that's the first thing I saw in like that point. It was supposed to come out in Christmas of 95. So that was the first thing I saw in spring of 94, and I was so excited when that came out, and then I heard it got pushed back to summer of 96, and I was so disappointed at that point until I saw this trailer.
So that trailer only had the match and then like stills of the actors?
Yeah, a couple of stills of the actors and their names, and then and then Brian De Palma's name, a film by Brian De Palma, and that was it. And then it just exploded with the title Mission Impossible coming out at the screen, and that was it. It was just this whole, the start of this part, the exact match light that they use at the beginning, though. That was what was cool.
Oh, that's cool. So they definitely shot this right before they started teasing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This trailer is pretty much like the TV show opening credits or any 80s cop show.
Yeah.
It's basically just quick cut. Can't really tell what's going on. All I can tell is that Tom Cruise is in a tuxedo a lot of the time.
What's interesting is when watching it, if you've seen the movie, you see a lot of what have become the iconic shots from the movie. And almost every single, almost every single big action sequence from the film. And that's surprising for a teaser like this to show so much.
It showed
like everything. And it's all action too, which is interesting because the movie isn't, but this trailer is like wall to wall action and cuts. And it's a very different pace than the actual movie itself is, which is kind of cool.
This trailer was right up our alley.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things that I wanted to talk about as we're talking about this trailer is just how much Mission Impossible has been a great movie series from when I was in college and when younger, when I liked, the TV show some. It's amazing as we've been doing this podcast, a little peek behind the curtain. We're doing this further on into our recording session. So we already know that some of our guests, we have people clamoring to be on this podcast to talk about
amazing.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. And the thing is that a lot of the people that we've had on are younger than us and remember not so much the movie, but the game. And that was their introduction into the movie. And that's something I wasn't even aware of, that there was a game for it. Because, to me, it was the movie. And then, this first movie in 96 and then the second one in in 2000. So, you know, I had no idea there was a video game even for it.
And they're so completely different too.
Yeah.
As you'll learn as we go through the weeks and months ahead, this movie is different than most of the other Mission Impossible movies.
Very.
It could have stood alone by itself, and there never would have been another Mission Impossible movie, and it had been fine.
Yeah.
The other one seemed to actually, well, the second Mission Impossible for me is my Attack of the Clones. It's my least favorite, but I'm going to be excited when we get to it to talk about it.
I actually am the opposite. I really enjoy the second one, and so I'll be excited to talk about it, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of counterpoints to each other on that one.
You should have told me that before we did that.
No, I love all of them, actually. They're all great, and to me at least. But I'm also the same sort of way with James Bond movies. Even my least favorite Bond films, I still enjoy them and I still watch them. So
that's true. I own all these movies. We've talked about this before off mic. We have these movies in different formats and all these different things. So we're definitely our fans of the movies. So
yeah, definitely.
This rest of this trailer is a bunch of eye scans, cool tech, and shots at different angles, Dutch angles.
Yeah, you definitely see that it's a Brian De Palma film watching this trailer. Even before the name of the director's come up, you can tell it's somebody who knows what they're doing.
This is literally a sizzle reel. It is all of the great shots from this movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus some weird ones. Yeah. There's one of Emmanuelle Bure where she's kissing or sticking someone's knuckle in their mouth.
I don't remember from the movie, but it might have been one of those shots.
Again, we haven't actually gotten to this movie. This one's all the way in minute 94, so you've got a while.
Gotcha.
This trailer ends with Tom Cruise's name going whooshing by, and then the word mission. Impossible, and then it explodes in really terrible editing, toaster effects.
Yeah,
of 1996. The effects were definitely spot on once the movie happened, in the movie.
Yeah,
and they end the entire trailer with Tom Cruise flying forward with what looks like a explosion behind him onto something.
Yeah, I was really surprised that they ended with that. And the thing that always struck me about this ending shot, and still does today as I watch it, it always reminded me of the effects in Howard the Duck. I don't know why, but there's something
that's
about...
That's not a good thing.
No, I know. And that was my biggest worry watching this trailer the first time I watched it. I'm like, oh, that looks like the ending of Howard the Duck, those big explosions with the monster and the duck flying around. I just was like, oh God, I hope the rest of the movie isn't like that. And in the movie context, it's much different, but this to end it with this shot was the only part of worry that I had when I saw this trailer the first time.
Especially since that's really the only CG shot in the movie, is that whole scene on the train at the end of the movie, because the rest of the movie, it's all practical. He's really dangling in that white room, and the masks, obviously, they did some clever tricks to make that mask peel off their faces easily. But, yeah, it's crazy that they would end with that. So I'm excited to get to this.
Yeah, I'm too.
As we go through this, just know while we do love this movie, we are not experts on this movie.
Nope.
We are fans of this movie.
Yeah.
And that's a little different. We will enjoy it. We will make fun of it.
Yes.
We will make fun of the plot holes. But that doesn't mean we don't love it. And we are going to love our guests. We love talking about this movie more than our wives want us to.
Yep.
So shout out to my wife, Meredith. Thank you for letting me watch this.
Yeah, I've watched this quite a bit, but I'm lucky enough to have the fact that the wife watches it just as much as I do. So. You know, she's a big fan of it as well. So it's one of those things that I'm not having to deal with as much hate for watching this movie as much as I have been.
Well, that's cool. It ends with coming May of 1996, and that's the end of the trailer.
Yeah, it is. It is May 22nd, 1996. It was, I think, the Memorial Day weekend.
That's a big weekend.
Yeah, it was.
So yeah, this was Paramount's big 1996 release. So yeah, we're going to be talking about all this. We're not really going to go into it today in the trailer. We talk about Paramount and how this movie got made and some of the production of it and who produced it and how it was produced. We'll talk about that in a minute. So please subscribe to us on iTunes or any of your podcatchers, and you can listen to us talk about this every day for the upcoming next few months. Well, Chris, I can't wait to talk about the rest of this movie with you.
Yeah,
so
I can't either.
We'll be starting in the next couple of weeks. You excited?
Yes, sir. I am. I can't wait to have people hear what we have to say about it.
Are you ready for your mission to begin?
I am.
Fantastic. If you'd like to join us and talk about this movie, this will be up as episode zero on iTunes. You can join us over on Twitter at Min Impossible, M-I-N Impossible, and also on our Facebook group, which is called the Impossible Minute Force. We're already out there, and we've got some people already talking about it. So please join us. And if you have any questions or want to email us at minuteimpossible@gmail.com. We'll be back with Minute One. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
This minute will self-destruct.